Bhutan have very small economy, I guess, a small population, only 700,000 people, but they have a task of doing a national workforce plan. And I can't think of any other country, actually, that has a whole national workforce plan. And so they wanted to learn the best practice that they could find. And we had already been doing some work with them. We'd been over to Bhutan about 2 years ago to help do some training and introduce workforce planning and development to them. But there's nothing like seeing it in action and visiting all of the different organisations and agencies and seeing how it actually works. So Bhutan kind of chose Australia, I guess, as well as Australia having those links back to Bhutan, and they wanted to just see international good practice of this.
And why is it important to them? What sort of industry supports their country?
We've got a couple of key industry sectors. Agriculture would be certainly number one. Construction and tourism are important to them, and then they've also got the government and education sort of sectors. So actually when we've been talking with the delegation, when they've been meeting people, we have a lot of the same sorts of issues or things that we're trying to fix or develop. And in Bhutan, they have a philosophy of gross national happiness, which essentially means balancing economic development with culture and with social, maintaining social fabric, and also with the environment. So their philosophy around workforce planning and development goes a bit further, really, because they wanted to see people have aspiration to achieve things and to have that. They measure, actually, that gross national happiness, and this is sort of the workforce plan underpins the four pillars of that.
Mm. My name is Kinle Wangdi. I work as a director for the Department of Human Resources back in Bhutan. Today I came to Australia for a very specific objectives. And back in Bhutan now, we are also trying to develop something called as the workforce planning, which Australia is very popular. So that's why we have chosen this Australia as our destination, so that we could learn something from here and take back and then do something for ourselves also. So in the past few days, we have visited so many industries, relevant government agencies, authorities and people. So we had lots of interactions, and from this interaction, we gather a lot of experiences. It's so useful.
A lot of people are interested in your happiness,
gross national happiness.
Is that still important when trying to negotiate deals about workplace development as well, workforce development?
Yes. Nowadays, I was talking to a few people for the past few days. Whenever we go around now in Australia, not only Australia, anywhere around the world, when you say that you are from Bhutan, they say, oh, what is this gross national happiness? Please tell us something. Now, this has been a talk around the world, around the globe. With this workforce planning, it has a direct relation with the happiness of the people. Because in the we have so many domains when we work out the gross national happiness. Means there are so many parameters, very important parameters. And in that parameters, some of the very important things embedded are the human resources. So human resources has directly got linked with the workforce planning. So that's why it is very, very important. Yeah. I was saying that among so many policies which are embedded in the gross national happiness, agriculture is given top priority. Why? Firstly, because the country needs to be self-reliant in food production, because country is a landlocked country. Just now we are importing most of the food items from India. So now first we have to make the food security has to be achieved. Now in order to do that, agriculture is given priority. Secondly, Bhutan is not a city like Australia. Bhutan is just a village, full of villages. So this agriculture is not only the livelihood, it is also a way of life. It has got direct connection with our culture, and culture is also one of the very important components to pursue the gross national happiness. Mm.